Micro tip: how to overcome the fear of creating a video. Hey, I'm Ravi Jayagopal, and you're listening to Cut to the Chase.fm, a show that brings you business, tech, mind, and marketing hacks for entrepreneurs and digital creators. Keep the video short. I call this the micro tip strategy. So you basically create a short 30-second to a 1-minute video, which, by the way, 1 minute is the maximum time your video can have on Instagram. So you create a short video with a short and sweet tip about your niche. So for example, in my niche, which is digital marketing and creating membership sites and online courses and creating and selling digital content, an example micro tip would be, hey, don't use YouTube for hosting your sales and promotional videos, because starting last September, YouTube made a major change to what shows up at the end of your videos that are embedded on your website. End quote. See what I did there? Now, obviously, that's not the whole tip, but you get the idea. In fact, I recently just created a full podcast episode titled Bad News: YouTube Sucks If You're Doing This. And you can listen to the full episode on my other show at subscribeme.fm. So after that, I opened my camera on my phone, I hit record, and then I recorded a quick 1-minute teaser video that basically promoted that podcast episode. And in the video, I did exactly what I'm doing in this episode. So I created a teaser, and then I promoted my main podcast. You can actually check out the 1-minute video on my Instagram account at subscribeme.fm/Instagram. But of course, the micro tip strategy I'm talking about, it doesn't have to be just a teaser. You can actually easily give out an entire tip in 1 minute. Now, obviously, 1 minute is not really enough time to provide all of the details. So maybe you could talk a little bit about it in that video and then send them to your website to consume the rest, your website or your podcast or YouTube channel. Either way, I actually recommend that you put whatever it is on your website and send people to your website. That way you're always mentioning your website name rather than your YouTube channel. So basically, within that short video, you can say, hey, to get more tips like this, check out my podcast at subscribeme.fm, where I go into such topics in a lot more detail. So that's my micro tip strategy. And because you're going to keep your video really short, you can prepare easily for it because it's just a quick tip, right? And you can record easily, you can produce it easily, and you can just hit publish pretty quickly. And that's one way of overcoming the fear of doing a video. That's it for today. To listen to the full episode where I talked about why you shouldn't use YouTube to store your sales and promo videos anymore, listen to my main show at subscribeme.fm. You can listen to the podcast right there on the homepage, or you can search for subscribeme.fm as one word in your favorite podcast app. And to listen to older episodes of this show, visit cuttothechase.fm.